What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care and Hospital Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 539. In this episode, I'll discuss the first randomized controlled trial of midodrine for weaning vasopressors. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode539. Using midodrine to wean ICU patients off of vasopressors is a common strategy and one that I have used in my practice and discussed in previous episodes. The general principle is that some ICU patients seem otherwise medically stable, yet cannot completely wean off their vasopressor without episodes of hypotension. This delays their stay in the ICU when they would otherwise be eligible for transfer to a lower level of care. Previous studies using midodrine to wean ICU patients off vasopressors have been prospective observational trials and/or retrospective trials of dozens to several hundred patients that have suggested a benefit to using midodrine in this manner. The primary issue of concern in these trials was after the patient was transferred out of the ICU, when was the midodrine to be discontinued? In intensive care medicine, authors recently published the first randomized controlled trial looking at midodrine for weaning ICU patients off vasopressors. The authors enrolled adult patients with hypotension requiring a single-agent vasopressor for at least 24 hours. Subjects received oral midodrine 20 mg or placebo every 8 hours, in addition to usual care, until the vasopressor could be weaned, ICU discharge, or occurrence of adverse events. The primary outcome was time to vasopressor discontinuation. 136 patients were enrolled. Time to vasopressor discontinuation was not different between midodrine and placebo groups. Several secondary outcomes were examined, but these two were no different than placebo. The only statistically significant difference in the pre-specified analysis between groups was that bradycardia occurred more often after midodrine administration, with 5 patients in the midodrine group experiencing bradycardia versus 0 patients in the placebo group. Because there was no benefit and a higher rate of bradycardia in the midodrine group, this trial does not support the practice of routinely using midodrine to wean ICU patients off of vasopressors. It is possible the study's population was too heterogeneous and that a subpopulation of patients exists that might benefit from this therapy. However, the higher rate of bradycardia and the finding of no benefit from the only randomized trial must be considered before using midodrine for weaning off vasopressors. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.